Welcome to the deep dive. So today we're cracking open something pretty specific. It's a marketing brief, looks like, from a company called Austin Code Monkey. And it's all about SEO services, but really zeroed in on businesses in the hills, Texas.
Yeah, that's right. This isn't your run-of-the-mill SEO guide. We're looking at a strategy built for a very particular high-value local market. Wow. So our mission today really is to unpack what premium SEO even means in that kind of context, and maybe more importantly, to dissect some of the new strategies they're proposing.
Newer strategies, like what?
Specifically, there's this interesting angle involving artificial intelligence, something they seem to be pioneering.
Okay, AI. We'll definitely get to that. But first, maybe we should set the scene a bit. The Hills, Texas. What kind of place are we talking about?
Right. Context is key here. Think upscale. Really upscale neighborhoods, lots of boutique businesses, high-end professional services. You know, the kind of place you'd find luxury custom home builders, maybe exclusive wellness brands, wealth managers, that sort of clientele.
Got it. So for businesses like that, their online presence isn't just like a flyer, is it? It's got to reflect that high-end image.
Exactly. It's absolutely a reflection of their brand integrity. It needs to scream quality, sophistication. If you're looking for a $1 million home builder, their website better look the part, you know?
So that leads us into the first big point, I guess. Why is local SEO so critical in these affluent markets? It sounds like more than just being found.
Oh, absolutely. In a community like the Hills, reputation and visibility are sort of intertwined. Showing up prominently in search results, it's not just helpful, it's pretty much essential. It's table stakes.
Why essential, though? What are the specific advantages the brief highlights for ranking locally there?
Well, it boils down to attracting the right kind of attention. The brief talks about appearing in those near me searches, but specifically for premium services. So not just plumber near me, but maybe luxury interior designer, the Hills.
Ah, okay. So it filters the search intent right away. Oh, what else?
Ranking higher in Google Maps is huge. For local services, Maps is often the first interaction, especially on mobile. If you're driving through the hills and search for something high-end, you expect the map results to reflect that quality.
Right. And driving traffic from nearby affluent areas seems like a big goal, too.
Definitely. It's about capturing that qualified local traffic. And then there's the trust factor. The brief mentions building trust through positive reviews and good local citations. In this market, that social proof is incredibly important.
Makes sense. A good review for a high-end service probably carries a lot of weight.
It does. And ultimately, all this leads to, you know, the bottom line, more calls, more appointments, more high-value conversions. Mm-hmm. It's not just about clicks. It's about attracting clients who are actually a good fit.
And how does Austin Code Monkey position themselves within this?
They frame themselves as a strategic partner, not just an SEO vendor. They emphasize their experience in these specific high-value markets and focus on delivering, well, measurable results. It's a results-driven pitch.
Okay, so they're selling expertise tailored to this unique environment. We've kind of established the why, the importance of visibility and reputation there. Now, how do they actually do it? Let's dig into the core services they list.
Right. The brief lays out four main pillars. It's an interesting mix, actually. Some classic SEO, some website stuff, and then that AI piece we mentioned.
Let's start with the foundation. Pillar number one.
Local SEO optimization. This is the bread and butter, making sure all the local signals are right. Optimizing the Google business profile is central. Managing local citations, creating content that's specifically targeted to the Hills area.
Yeah, they get really specific in the examples, don't they? Like ranking for luxury landscaping, the Hills TX. That's drilling down pretty deep.
Or even ranking for the Hills SEO firm themselves. It shows that they understand that granular targeting. It's about attracting those very specific high intent searches and filtering out the noise.
Okay, so that's the local content and profile side. What's next?
Pillar two is technical SEO and site audits. This gets into the nuts and bolts of the website itself.
And for a premium brand, I imagine the technical side has to be flawless, right? You can't have a high-end service represented by a slow or broken website.
Exactly. That would completely undermine the brand. So they talk about doing deep audits to find and fix issues. Things like site speed, mobile responsiveness, which is crucial, how easily Google can crawl the site, and importantly, schema markup.
Schema markup that helps search engines understand the content better.
Precisely. It structures the data on the page. For local businesses, good schema can help highlight things like opening hours, reviews, service areas, right there in the search results. It contributes to that professional, polished look even before someone clicks.
Okay, so local SEO, technical SEO. Mm. Well, what's the third pillar?
The third one flows right from the technical side. Website design, the Hills TX. They explicitly offer website design services tailored to this market.
And again, it's probably not just about making it look nice, is it?
Right. It has to be elegant. Yes. It needs to reflect the brand's sophistication. It absolutely must be responsive, work perfectly on mobile. But critically, the brief says it needs to be conversion focused.
Meaning it needs to guide that high value visitor towards taking an action, like making a call or filling out a form.
Exactly. The design needs to support the business goals. It's about turning that qualified visitor who found them through the targeted SEO into an actual lead or customer.
And it looks like there's a fourth category too, sort of other support services.
Yeah, it seems they offer a pretty comprehensive package to ensure brand consistency. They mention graphic design for print and digital web hosting, branding and logo creation, even marketing collateral like menus, signage, business cards.
Wow, so it's quite full service. Trying to control the whole brand image.
Seems like it. Plus, standard SEO blog writing is in there too. It's all aimed at presenting that unified, high-quality front across every touch point, online and off.
Okay, so those are the core pillars. Local, technical, design, and support. Pretty robust. But you mentioned something earlier, the AI angle. That sounds like the really unique part.
It really does. This is where we get into what they call their proprietary strategy. LLM seeding and AI optimization. This seems to be their big differentiator, looking beyond just traditional Google search.
LLM seeding. Okay, unpack that for us. What does that actually mean? They define it in the briefs, right?
They do. Based on their FAQ section, LLM seeding is the process of optimizing your website content so it's easily understood and, crucially, surfaced by large language models, LLMs.
Large language models, like ChatGPT. Or Google Gemini.
Exactly those. Think conversational AI platforms. The idea is to structure your website's information so that when someone asks one of these AI tools a question, your business's information is more likely to be included in the answer.
Whoa, okay. So this isn't just optimizing for keywords that people type into a Google search bar anymore. It's optimizing for how an AI understands and synthesizes information to answer a conversational question.
That's precisely it. Imagine someone asking their phone or smart speaker, "Hey, find me the best reviewed luxury spa in the Hills." LLM seeding aims to make sure your spa's details are structured in a way that the AI can easily grab them and present them confidently in its answer.
That's a pretty significant shift in thinking about SEO. It's about discoverability in these newer AI-driven search methods.
It is. It's anticipating that more and more searches will be conversational, whether typed or spoken. If your content isn't formatted for these LLMs, you might just become invisible in those contexts.
That raises a question, though, doesn't it? If you're tailoring content for an AI, does it risk sounding unnatural or overly optimized to the human user who eventually reads the AI's answer?
That's the tightrope walk, isn't it? I think it requires a really sophisticated approach. The content needs the right structure and semantic clarity for the machine, but the substance, the actual information and tone still needs to resonate as authentic and authoritative to a person.
So it's not just stuffing keywords, but maybe using clear language, better headings, structured data, FAQ formats, perhaps.
All of the above, probably. And it likely involves thinking about entities, concepts, and relationships between pieces of information, not just isolated keywords. This is why they also mention offering specific AI consulting and generative content strategy. They seem to be positioning themselves as guides for this shift.
So for a premium business in the Hills, their pitch is essentially, we handle the high-end local basics, the technical perfection, the sophisticated design, and we future-proof you for the coming wave of AI search.
That seems to be the package, yeah. It's a compelling combination, especially for businesses that want to stay ahead of the curve. That AI-aware piece is probably quite rare right now, particularly at the local level.
Okay, given all that complexity, especially the AI part, how do they make it seem manageable for a client? The brief talks about their process, right? Making it transparent.
Yes, they lay out a clear 5-step process. It seems designed to build confidence and keep the client in the loop.
What are the steps?
It starts with a discovery call. And for these kinds of clients, you can imagine this is pretty in-depth. Understanding the business, the very specific goals, who their ideal customer is within that affluent market.
Makes sense. You need to really get the nuances. Step two.
Step two is the SEO audit. This is where they baseline everything. Check the current site's health, technical setup, where it ranks now, what keywords it's hitting or missing.
Okay, discover, then audit. Then what?
Then comes strategy development. Based on the discovery and the audit, plus looking at competitors in the Hills, they build a custom roadmap. This is where they'd likely decide how much focus goes to traditional SEO versus, say, LLM seeding.
Right. Tailoring the plan. And then step four must be actually doing the work.
Implementation. Exactly. Yeah. Optimizing the site, creating that geo-targeted and potentially LLM-optimized content, fixing technical issues, building local citations, all that jazz.
And the final step.
Well, yeah.
You got to track results, I assume.
Step five, reporting and refinement. They emphasize tracking results, sharing progress transparently, and then adjusting the strategy based on what the data shows. It's an ongoing loop, not just a one-time fix.
Okay, that process sounds pretty standard, but the transparency part is probably key for high-value clients. Now, when they summarize why a business should choose them, they list the expected things. Proven results, the LLM expertise, elegant design. But there was one point that seemed a bit surprising.
You mean the affordable SEO services bit?
Yeah. For a service targeting luxury businesses in the hills, stressing affordability seems counterintuitive.
I thought that was really interesting, too. It's a strategic move, I think. They're not saying they're cheap, but by using the word affordable, especially in that market context, what are they signaling?
Maybe value. Like you get this premium cutting-edge service, but without the absolutely astronomical price tag you might expect from a big fancy agency targeting the same clients.
I think that's exactly it. It positions them against potentially larger, maybe less nimble, or more overhead-heavy agencies that might charge exorbitant fees just because of the client's zip code. They're suggesting efficiency and competence deliver value, not just a high price.
So as a way to say, we provide premium results, but we're not going to gouge you. It's actually quite clever positioning for that specific audience. We're likely successful because they're smart about expenses, even if they can afford them.
Precisely. They despise waste. So it's premium expertise and future-proofing combined with a sense of reasonable value. They also note they serve areas around Central Texas, so they're not exclusively in the hills, but that's clearly a core focus. And they provide contact info, a phone number, 737-932-7532, and interestingly, long hours, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, for a free consultation.
Okay, so we've unpacked the market, the services, the unique AI angle, the process, and even the pricing strategy. If we pull this all together, what's the main takeaway for you listening to this?
Well, I think the biggest thing is realizing how sophisticated local SEO needs to be now, especially in these high-stakes, reputation-focused markets. It's really a two-pronged approach that's required. Prong one is nailing that hyper-local, reputation-driven optimization. Everything needs to align with the brand's quality, the Google profile, the reviews, the website's look and feel, the targeted content. It has to meet the high expectations of that local clientele.
And prong two.
Prong two is embracing the technical future. That means not just solid technical SEO basics like site speed and mobile friendliness, but actively preparing for the shift towards AI and conversational search. That LLM seeding concept is key here.
So you can't just do one or the other anymore, especially at the premium end.
It seems not. You have to optimize for today's search realities. Google search, maps, mobile, and proactively structure your digital presence for tomorrow's discovery methods, which are increasingly driven by large language models. If you ignore the AI shift, you risk becoming less visible over time.
That whole idea of LLM seeding, structuring content specifically so AI models can understand and surface it, that leads to a pretty interesting final thought, doesn't it?
It really does.
If businesses are getting better and better at seeding their content for AI, optimizing it so that models like ChatGPT or Gemini are more likely to use their information when answering questions, what does that mean for us as users relying on those answers?
Yeah, I mean, how does that affect the perceived reliability or objectivity of the information we get from AI? If the best answer is simply the one from the business that did the best job optimizing for the AI, where does authentic expertise versus clever optimization blur?
Does the quality of the AI's answer start depending more on the effectiveness of the seeding strategy than perhaps the actual ground truth or the most authoritative source?
Mm-hmm.
What happens to source attribution in that world?
It definitely complicates things. It suggests the information landscape presented by AI might be increasingly shaped by those who understand how to communicate with the AI most effectively.
Something to think about. If the answers are shaped by optimized content, how do we verify? So how do we trust? That's definitely something for you to mull over.
Austin CodeMonkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.